This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello and welcome to the JRE Review, where I will be reviewing another episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. It's just a bit of fun. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Fleshlights. Lights made of flesh. Is it human flesh? Who knows? But if you need to see in a dark place and you love flesh, then Fleshlights are for you. This episode also comes to you by saunas. They are hot as fuck, and that's how you know it's good for you. If it hurts, you must do it. Why be comfortable when you can be sweating and feeling like you're gonna die? Get in a sauna now. Alright, we made it. This episode is 1272, Lindsay Fitzharris. This is a freaking crazy podcast. Lindsay Fitzharris is like a PhD historian for like medical devices and wrote a book about how fucking awful surgery used to be in the past. It's pretty bad now. It was way worse back then. So let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
Now, for those of you that mostly listen to Joe's podcast as a podcast, right? I guess it's a podcast no matter what, but if you listen to it on your phone and don't watch the YouTube, then you probably won't get as much out of this episode as you would if you just watched the YouTube video. The reason being is because you need to see some of the crazy fucking instruments that this bird brings along, sorry, this lady brings to the episode. She demonstrates like saws and different things, some like fucking cock rings that are like to stop you masturbating, all shit from like the 17th, 18th century. And then there's a lot of pictures that they show as well, which kind of give you a better idea of what's going on. It's pretty brutal back then, you know, I think we all know it is, but there's also that kind of romantic idea of living in the past and how beautiful it would be. And, you know, things were more peaceful and simple back then. Yeah, and everyone was dying of everything all the time. I mean, it was horrific. You go to the doctor with a nosebleed and they're like, yep, you're dying. I mean, probably if WebMD existed back in the 18th century, everything that you type in would just say, you're gonna die. Everything. People would pay back then to watch surgery. So they had no idea about germ theory. That was a big thing that Lindsay was talking about. No idea about germ theory. They didn't know what germs were. You can't see them. They don't exist. All right. Object permanence. Everyone was like a little baby. They just had no idea. And they didn't believe it. People didn't wash their hands. Surgeons didn't wash any of their equipment because what's the point? It's just going to get bloody again. So, yeah. You didn't have to wear a face mask. You would just sit in the kind of like auditorium. It was like a stands, you know, and you just watch these surgeons go to work. And yeah, you could buy tickets. Yeah, I guess before Netflix and TV and, you know, all the plays were shit and most of the music was boring. Maybe watching surgeries was like one of the best things to do. Maybe that was like a hot date night. Who knows? I don't know. You're probably not going to get your date too sexually aroused unless she's into some really kinky shit. Like, I don't know, dating a German girl maybe. There was kind of a competition as well. They get talking about Lindsay saying that certain doctors would pride themselves in how quickly they could chop off a leg. There was some guy that could do it in like 30 seconds. He was a big dude. He could just get through it. My question is, why didn't they use an axe? You know, why are you using a knife? Just use a big ass axe and just slam that bitch right down there. I mean, I don't know. People are pretty good with axes, right? I mean, you bring in a lumberjack. It's been doing it a long time. They had lumberjacks back then, probably more. They were cutting down trees all the time. Wood was how you heated your house. Bring in a lumberjack, cut that bitch right off. I just, you know, I really don't think these guys were thinking this through. I'm not saying that I would have been a better 18th century doctor, but I would have definitely outsourced the leg chopping off portions to someone I felt like could do the job a little bit better. And let's be fair, fuck living back then, right? If you're out there and you're listening to this podcast, then for one, you obviously have far too much time on your hands. But also, you know, you've got to say, well, you are looking for inspiration. I think that's why a lot of people listen to Rogan's podcast. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You're looking for inspiration. People look for inspiration because they need to be inspired. There's things about their life they don't really enjoy, and there's some changes they want to make. All of that completely acceptable. And think about it. You're feeling that way in 2019. 2019, you're feeling that way. Where in all respect, we're spoiled as hell. We don't have to live back then. People back then needing inspiration, Jesus, they were just trying to stay alive. What a I kind of went off on a tangent there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we still need stuff to make our days better. We still often don't feel like we're all that happy and we're all that fulfilled with what we're doing. And it can make us feel shitty. But Jesus, this is easily the best time to live. Try and hold that point in mind. And that's why I like listening to podcasts like this. Not necessarily just really depressing ones. But it's important to know how fucked up things used to be. My grandfather in England was a chemist, well, a pharmacist in the US, but we call him chemists back then. So, you know, and this was like in the 40s and 50s. So he's prescribing medication back then. And, you know, antibiotics has been used for some time and other things, but there's a lot of stuff they couldn't cure back then. And they had very little knowledge of a lot of what was going on. And Jesus, people were dying of all sorts. And, he would explain that. He would explain in the early 80s when I was a kid, like, how lucky I am that I don't have to go through any of this stuff. They also used to do some weird things where you could go to the barber. They had barber surgeons, right? So it's like that movie Sweeney Todd. And the idea is that it was like doctor, medical doctor propaganda to invent a story like Sweeney Todd to put people off going to the barbers. But it was, the barbers were a cheaper alternative to going to see a doctor. And they would like remove bullets or stab wounds, or they'd sew you up. They'd do like minor surgeries just to make some money, right? And it was a cheaper way of doing it instead of going to a doctor. Sounds crazy. Sounds like you're going to die either way. And I mean, another thing, bullet removal, being like, there were signs for it. How many people were getting shot in the 18th century? It was a poor time. I didn't even know they could afford bullets, but I guess they've got plenty of bullets and they are, they're shooting away. A lot of really bizarre practices back then too, you know, like obviously Lindsay goes into a lot of them, and again, really fascinating. She has a great personality. She's real bubbly, fun, and great to listen to. The kind of, like, you can imagine going through, a tour of, like, the London dungeons with her as your tour guide and really making the whole situation quite a lot of fun. She says she actually does speeches or like presentations in the old surgical places, which would be cool. That would be cool to go watch it. But you know, things like bloodletting and leeching, and they just did all kinds of stuff. Some sort of like mercury cure. I guess they gave mercury to people with syphilis, but that probably killed them just as fast. I mean, a lot of things were just a mess. And they're trying to figure it out. We're probably going to find the same things in the future. We're going to find that we don't know shit even right now. And we're almost as clueless in a different kind of way. they were saying that they eat dead people. So you'd powder up dead people, put them in capsules, maybe mummies, and you'd eat them. Like, eat them to gain their power. That's kind of, you know, some sort of dumb thought that was going through people's minds back then. But I guess, you know, when you don't know shit, you're going to give anything a shot. People are desperate to stay alive and be healthy. Lots of experimentation with drugs. This was the time. So before they invented, I guess, ether, which is something that you just breathe in, very volatile, and you pass out and they can do surgery on you, they would just go in and chop away while people held you down and you're mostly screaming. So horrendous. So they make ether and they finally knock everyone out. But Lindsay was saying that was just as bad because the surgeons would spend more time in there chopping away, causing more damage. Then they invented morphine. Then they invented cocaine. And they came out, I guess, with heroin. And they would use like one instead of the other to get people off individual drugs. And it was just back and forward. Then doctors all started getting addicted because why wouldn't they? That stuff's, you know, dangerous, but fun at times, is from what I've heard. So they're all getting addicted, and that creates a whole problem. And, but, you know, think about it. This was the time when, you know, people would go off the wall or they would get injured. And if they had a massive gaping wound, they would pack it with mud to stop it bleeding, which is like the worst thing that you could ever do. And really, the moral that I took out of this podcast is back then, we had no idea really how to keep people safe. And almost everything that you were going to do is going to kill you. I mean, anytime you had any real issue, there was very little science involved, and it was just a bunch of arrogant doctors just going at it and chopping people up. And if you died, you died, and it wasn't a big deal if you did because they didn't freaking know what was going on. Just wow, unbelievable, but a great conversation, cool to listen to. She has a new book out, and you know, if you're into this gruesome shit, definitely check that out. But thanks for listening, appreciate you guys. Peace.